Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show on this last day of March 2008. Here we go. And today is a Five of Clubs day. Today's Five of Clubs and Seven of Hearts. If you're born today, you're a restless person. You like to travel. You look for excuses to travel. People who are fives will travel for no apparent good reason, because traveling itself is the goal, going somewhere. Having to just travel is what they love. It's a freedom thing with the five. And this day also is identified by the Seven of Hearts. That's the ruling card of the day, because today is an Aries, and the Seven of Hearts is the Mars card of the Five of Clubs. And so this person also has a lot of relationship stuff to work on in terms of being afraid of being abandoned or betrayed and wanting to control their partners. So people born today, now Five of Clubs is normally somebody who really wouldn't want commitment so much. They would want their freedom, but this particular birthday, with the karma they have of having to work out this power struggle with their partner thing, they're more likely to get married so they can work that out, which is an unusual thing. And you find people like Christopher Walken, actress Shirley Jones, hockey player Gordie Howe, musician Sean Hopper, Al Gore's. Today's Al Gore's birthday. Richard Chamberlain's born today. Herb Alpert. And author Leo Buscaglia. I guess that's how you pronounce it. I'm not really sure. And actress Rhea Perlman. So these people will get married because you have to almost have that kind of relationship in order to work out the karma of learning how to not act on your fear of betrayal, abandonment, or other emotional challenges with the Seven of Hearts. Seven of Hearts, though, also gives them a really strong sense of business. And Five of Clubs are known to come into money without having to work very hard for it. They're known to sort of inherit money or have it come very quickly through a business transaction, much faster than one would normally expect. So that is today's date. And what we do on this show is we talk about the card of the day. We talk about celebrities born today. I give a small talk on a topic, or we have a guest on the show. And then around 7:30, we open up our phone lines. And anybody who's listening who would like to call in and ask a personal question are welcome to call in. And I'm here. I'm here to talk to you. I'm here to find out what's going on. Some of you just call in just to check in because you've called in before. It's kind of fun to hear what's going on since the last time I talked to you. We'll be looking at their cards, seeing what's going on. And what we're talking about here is an ancient system that has been around for thousands and thousands of years, but has been kept secret for most of that time. This system was kept secret because the Earth went through a very dark period. Really, it just ended, really, literally about 100 years ago. We went through a very dark stage where anything like this, you could have been burned at the stake, you could have been killed for just having people know that you practiced this. Anybody who had that special wisdom was a threat to the church, and the church would kill you. So many people have been killed in the name of God in our history. It's really kind of sad when you think about it. So, without further ado, we're going to have a little talk tonight about mini-me. Now, when I talk about this, some of you have seen the movies, the Austin Powers movies, and the bad guy in the movie had a sort of a miniature version of himself, a little bald-headed mini-man, and he was bald-headed, kind of big guy. And it was quite comical because they looked a lot alike, and there was all this stuff going on. And it made me think about this because I've been reading a lot of Eckhart Tolle's book lately, The New Earth, A New Earth, and it's all about the ego and the I. And I think it's very appropriate to use this as an example of how we live our lives. So you might say that the ego that we have is our mini-me, okay? And this is our identity with things that we want to have in our life. It's our identity with things outside of us in order to enhance us. So the mini-me is sort of a fake version of us. It's a smaller version of us, much smaller, because most people who are alive today don't even know how big the real me is, the big me is. We have no idea how big it can get. You only know that if you have a direct experience of being at one with yourself, with your true self, your higher self, and not the small ego, what I'm calling the mini-me. So there's a lot of analogies. Like, for example, the mini-me is smaller. It is smaller. When we're in the mini-me, when we are looking at the world through our ego and translating everything that we see, we're looking at life through a very small peephole, like a keyhole. That's how much of life we actually see. And we do the best we can with what we see. But there's so much that we don't see that we make wrong assumptions about everything. And this is like the mini-me. The mini-me is like the part of me that's making all these mistakes, and he's doing the best he can. He's kind of funny because he's so stupid or so dumb or so making so many mistakes, and we say he's cute. So, we can use this mini-me thing. We can use this, like you could say, if you really see yourself caught in your ego, you could actually use this as a tool to say, there goes my mini-me again. There he goes, or there she goes, doing her thing. Isn't he cute? Isn't she cute? But not taking it so seriously, getting a little distance on ourselves. The other thing is that the mini-me actually depends on the big me. Without the big me, there would be no mini-me. There would be no I without the big I. Without the sense of the real. That's what empowers the mind. Without the big me, the mind would not exist. There would be no foundation for that to even exist. It's funny how strongly our little I, or mini me, wants to keep us away from experiencing the big me, which is actually the true source of all its power. Very interesting. It's almost like a cosmic joke, almost like the comedy of Austin Powers, you might say, this mini-me and this big-me. So I think it's really helpful to think about the mini-me and look at it and say, don't take it so seriously. When you see yourself reacting to things, when we talked last week about whenever I'm afraid, whenever I'm upset, whenever I'm in a lower state of consciousness, whether that's fear, anger, hate, stress, any of these states, it's because my identity is being threatened. And my identity is being threatened because I have identified with something that's not the real me. The something that is by very nature changeable. By its very nature, it will have a beginning and an ending. Whereas the real me, the true I, the true self, has no beginning and no ending. It's infinite and it's forever. It's part of the universe. It's connected to the source. It is part of the source. Now, I don't know. I'm sure that some of you listening tonight have actually experienced this. I've had the experience in my life a couple of times of being at one with myself. And it's quite profound. And when it happens, which only happens, by the way, when we renounce our attachment to the ego. It only happens in the process of letting go of our identity with that which isn't real. But when it happens, amazing things happen to us. The big me comes out, and the big me is actually godlike in nature. I remember the first time I had the experience. I was able to, during that time period, while it was really strong, I was able to really understand everything about life. I was able to know the answer to any question my mind would put forth. There was no knowledge that I did not have at my disposal. I mean, anything. And I saw the interconnectedness of all things in the world. I saw how the shapes of plants matched up with the shapes of sea creatures. And I saw how all the forms in this world that we know were all interconnected. And I saw connections that weren't obvious. I saw these myriads of connections. But it really wasn't like I needed to, because I felt so whole and complete. I didn't really need to know anything. I wasn't just trying to amass knowledge, because I had all the knowledge I wanted. I remember during that time, too, I could look at a person's face, and just looking at the face, I could read their thoughts. I knew the thoughts. Because I was so open and aware, I wasn't attached to my thinking. I was letting it all come in. I was being a receiver of everything. And when you're in that state where the mind is not interfering with everything by thinking, there's a space created for information and everything to come to us in a much more profound way. So I could look at a person's face, and just looking at the lines on their face and the shape of the different parts of their face, I knew their whole life story. And I could see their thoughts as their face changed before they even came out of their mouth. And if their mouth wasn't open, I could still see their thoughts. So it was a really powerful experience. That was the experience that got me on my path. That experience of oneness and being with the big me, the real me, got me to study yoga, because yoga is one of the few, you might call it a religion, you know, because it's connected to the Hindu religion. But it's not a religion. It's a science of transformation. That's what it really is. When you're practicing yoga in the way it's meant to be practiced, you're not practicing it for health. You're not practicing it to relax. You're practicing it to connect with your big I, the big I inside, the real self, and to detach from the mind. Actually, they say, there's an old saying, a very ancient saying in yoga that says, yoga means stopping the modifications of the mind. That's the translation of it. Yoga means stopping the modifications of the mind. Now, you can go to yoga classes all day. A lot of yoga teachers out there, very few of them really realize what yoga really is. But the yoga that I learned, it was all about getting into the state of connectedness to the God within. It wasn't about relaxation or stretching my muscles or loosening up my stress. So it does have that benefit, no doubt. Absolutely, yoga benefits the body in a lot of ways. But the real primal purpose of it is to raise consciousness and to get our attention off of the mind enough to allow the large I, the greater part of us, to come through. So there are other paths that have that too. The Sufis have it with their dancing. They spin around, the whirling dervishes of the Sufis spin around, and that is like you in yoga. It takes you out of your mind. It takes you out, and in doing that, you have an opportunity for God to show up, for your inner self to come forth. You see? It's not a religion. See, and you have to separate these two. You have to separate religion from true spiritual practice. Now, there are some religions that, you know, do encourage their followers to practice spiritual practices. I'm not saying that religions are bad, though there are a lot of bad things that happen as a result of certain religions. I mean, we're in our paper in the San Francisco area just the last 2 days, for whatever reason, there's been a huge outcrop of articles about how the Catholic Church in Oakland and other areas around here, you know, even though they knew some of their people were molesting children, they kept them, they didn't kick them out. They kept them around. They just moved them. They moved them out to smaller churches in the country where now they find that the smaller churches in the country have much higher percentages of molestation, because that's where they moved them. Instead of promoting them like they normally would, they got shifted off to Siberia, and then the statistics. So this is one of the unfortunate results of organized religion that doesn't have the true meaning of what it's really about. Now, everybody should have a relationship with their higher self, with God. You can be Catholic, you can be Jewish, you can be whatever. But all that really matters is, are you connecting with the source? Are you cutting loose of the ego? Or is that religion actually enhancing your ego, as Eckhart Tolle says in his book, by making you feel better than other people? So if we're not careful, our own spiritual or religious affiliation can become another form of ego, another mini-me. Here I am, mini-me in church. I'm mini-me in church, and I'm a good person. But then they find that, you know, they have a large percentage of sex offenders end up in churches. Very interesting. I remember reading a book about sex addiction, and they said that the three areas where you find the most sex addicts is churches, and we're talking about the people who work in the churches, not the people who attend the churches, but in the clergy and so forth. Entertainers is the second category, and politicians. Those are the three areas of our population where the greatest percentage of sexual addicts live. Very interesting. It's very funny how you would think, like, how would a religion, which is supposed to be a spiritual practice, how would that create so many sex addicts? Or why would they be drawn to that? It's something to think about. But it's important for us to look and see when we're caught in our mini-me, if we're in the mini-me, okay? What are we doing? We're afraid. We're defending. We're blaming. We're angry. We're upset. We're desperate. We're searching for straws. We're upset. We're feeling afraid, really, at the very root, but it's manifesting in other ways. We're controlling people. Or we're stealing from people or whatever. That's your mini-me. So whenever you see yourself upset, you know the mini-me's got you. You can say, oh, there she is or there he is. And you can get some perspective on it when you look at it this way. There's my little eye out there running around like a little hamster in a cage, running real fast, not going anywhere. I think this is going to be very helpful for me. I'm actually looking forward to practicing it the next time I get upset, which I get upset frequently, so I won't have to wait too long. It happens frequently in my life. So we're going to take a short break now because this is all I had to say tonight, and we're going to start taking your calls. And we do have somebody online too, but there are lines open if you're ready to call. Call now. We may even end the show early tonight. We'll see what happens. We're just going to be flexible about it. So as we take a break here, we're going to start out with my latest song, which is called Rama Rama, off my Bhakti Rock CD. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. So we'll be back in about 5 minutes. Hang tight. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Campbell. I hope you enjoyed that song, Rama Rama. Ram is the god whose name resonates with the heart chakra. If you chant that name, Ram, your heart chakra will open up slowly but surely. Okay, we have some people waiting. We have first Gail calling from Virginia Beach. Are you there, Gail?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, Gail?
Good, good. I've been catching your music online. It's very nice.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
It is very peaceful. It's good in the day when you're just, like, rattled with everything that's going on. It's, like, nice to take a little break and just take a breath.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the feedback very much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to call you in reference to my daughter, Christy.
Uh-huh.
Her birthday is November the 20th, 1974.
Yeah.
And she just wants to know, am I on the right track? Is, you know, are things going to, like, she's been on a rough path for quite a while, and nothing she seems to do seems to correct it.
Well, I mean,
so
what,
she just wants to know, is there going to be a good direction for her soon?
What kind of problem does she have? I mean, what's her particular brand of...
Well, it's that... nothing seems to work out for her. She had a relationship with a really attractive man that met her at her office, and he just didn't come through, you know what I mean? And, well, by the time he was finished, though, she has a young son that will be 2 tomorrow. Beautiful child. None of us have any regrets about him entering this world. He's a delightful child.
Your daughter of hearts, are you there?
Yes.
Daughter of the King of Hearts, and, you know, there's a lot to be said about her, and she's also a Scorpio. You have to understand that the things that are happening to her are all her doing.
Well, true.
She's not a victim of anything here. You understand? I mean, she picked this guy. She chose to have a baby with him. And the part of us really that knows what's going to happen in the future when we meet somebody. You understand? I mean, we know if they're going to be good or not. We know if they're going to stick around or not. Your daughter's very strong-willed, and she likes to have things a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the kind of woman that if a guy in her life isn't following all the rules the way she wants them, she'll just kick him out. You understand?
That goes with Scorpio.
Yeah, and not just Scorpio, but King of Hearts, too. She's the King of Hearts. And not only that, but once they have a child, the child will always come first. Before the partner. So a King of Hearts woman is strong. She's got manly qualities. She's a king. So she can raise a child just like a father would.
Doesn't seem to really need the guy in all of this.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I'm not, I'm not feeling sorry for your daughter. I know that
and you know
she knows
something, Robert. I told her the same thing.
Well,
he's beautiful. Well, how could you be sorry about that? And
see,
it seems to be what she chose. But what about her?
Is there a problem, Gail?
Well, financially, yes, because Lady Madonna has not looked ahead as far as, you know, how do we provide for all this and all these choosings.
Well, that's her problem, not yours.
Well, she's making it mine.
Oh, no, nobody can make their problem without your permission.
Well, I love these three people. She has 2 sons. And I love these 3 people. I don't want them to starve or be on the street.
Well, you know, I mean, you're going to have to decide whether it's important for your daughter to find her own strength or not. You keep throwing handouts to her and because I think part of you likes to direct her life around.
Now, you know that the Leo female provides for, you know, she can.
I know, but
I mean, she always does.
You like to direct your daughter's life. You like to govern where it goes. You like to be the one who says, do this. I think you do, because you're a 5 of clubs and she's a 4 of clubs. That's her ruling card.
It reads out, huh?
Yeah. She's a 4 of clubs ruler. The 5 leads 4.
Well, I can just say this. If she ever left the nest and just went off, I'd be fine. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really see a problem here in your call. What you're calling, I don't see a problem here.
Mm-hmm. Well, she wants to know. She asked me this. Am I on the right track career-wise?
Well, you have her call me. You have her call.
She couldn't stay awake this late. You know, you're talking Pacific time. This is Atlantic time.
Yeah, I know.
She's got this little 2-year-old, and he wakes her up early.
She's asleep already?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I'm her mother, and I'm still awake.
All right, okay. Well, I'll tell you this about your daughter, okay?
Okay.
This is the most blessed year she's in right now. This year will bring a wish come true. Whatever she really wants most, whether it's money or a relationship or whatever. I mean, she's got the most spectacular year. She could have anything she wants between now and her next birthday. Mm. All she has to do is just get clear about it and wish it. It's that simple. Okay, so you can tell her that I said that.
You know, I've told her that already.
Well,
she's beautiful.
Oh, I'm telling you what the cards have to say about this year, not about her beauty.
But it's just she can do anything she wants. I know she can.
Oh, I'm talking about this year. I'm not talking about next year or last year. I'm talking about this year.
Okay.
Okay? So right now. So you relay that to her. Okay, Gail?
Okay.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much.
Will do. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I love your music, man.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you saying that.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Seth, I'm ready for the next caller, but you don't have any information up on the screen. Is anybody there?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, my name is Dan.
Oh, hi, Dan. And what's your birthday, Dan?
Well, it's March the 31st, 1959.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Who talked you into calling today?
Well, my wife actually has listened to your show a number of times in the last, you know, month or two, and this is actually my first time listening to your show.
And, oh, good.
Yeah, and I'm actually, well, I guess I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about my upcoming year. I'm very curious about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't he? So tell me a little bit about what's going on. Do you have your own business or?
Well, sort of. At the moment, I'm actually at a kind of a crossroads in my life as far as my business goes. You know, I'm at a point right now where I've made a big move in my life, and you know, I've had you know, a business in refrigeration, you know, over a number of years. I'm an acupuncturist as well, and I also do, you know, web design. That's the other thing that I do. So I have moved from a bigger city to come out this way, and at the moment I am just kind of at a crossroads of what to do. I'm just trying to figure out which is the right direction for me. Especially in the financial area, you know, I've started designing websites for people around here, and I, at the moment, I'm a non-practicing registrant with acupuncture, so I haven't actually got a clinic going at the moment. So I'm just trying to decide whether that's, you know, the right course for me in the next few months, whether I should start that up.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of different possibilities open to you.
I have possibilities, and you know, that's the interesting thing about my life. I've always had lots of possibilities, but I'm still pretty much starting from scratch. You know, I always feel like I'm starting from scratch, even though I have so many possibilities in front of me.
Here's the thing, Dan, is that you're a 5 Ups.
Yeah.
And can you turn your radio down, please? Sure.
I don't have a radio on right
now. Okay, I was hearing an echo. I thought it might be your radio. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, people who are 5s often have issues with authority figures.
Okay.
Like, usually they have trouble with their own father frequently.
Okay.
And when you have issues with your father, is the first symbol of authority in our life. It also plays out later in life that you have an issue with your own success. See?
Interesting.
So, like, my person would want to be successful, but he's so mad at people like his father who were the model of, you know, working and having jobs that I don't want to be like my dad. Subconscious thing, you understand?
Yeah.
So sometimes the five person is fighting against himself in their work thing.
I hear a bit of truth ringing there, yeah.
And until you learn to forgive, like your father and people that are in authority who would also act with you like your father, it'll be hard because for you to be successful in life, Dan, you're going to have to be like your father. You're going to end up having to be a person like your father. So can you be okay with that? Because if you can't, you will constantly sabotage yourself.
Well, yeah, I really do respect my father, and we have a pretty good relationship, but I do know we've also had some pretty big ups and downs through our life as well. You know, we worked together for a while at one point a long time ago, and, you know, that kind of brought out the beast in us sometimes. But I think for the most part at the moment, we have a pretty good, at least, we connect. We don't connect always as deep as we could, but we certainly, on the outside, you know, we're always kind to each other. And
well, see, there's something inside of you, Dan, that as you keep looking all over the place, for what you want to do and not know what you really want to do. There's something in you that's motivating that behavior.
Well, you know, one thing, Robert, I've sort of thought about this over the last, the last year of my life. One thing that sort of, I guess I'm a little bit leery of putting a label on what I am and what I do, and almost to the point where it actually scares me a bit, because then people expect something of me. And I wonder if there's something about that.
Yeah, that could be like the 5 o'clock fear of losing their freedom thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Being put in a box.
It's hard to be freestyle at what you do when everybody wants you to do something.
And, you know, that's hard because the success in life demands you build on something. And you have to choose one thing and not choose others in order to be successful. You have to pick one thing and stay with it long enough to make it a success. You can't just keep changing.
Yeah, well, that's just...
You're like the guy who's digging a hole in his front yard to make a well, right? And he wants to get some water. And he gets about halfway down and he goes, I'm really tired of this hole. I think I want to build one over there instead. But then he goes over there and starts another hole in another part of the yard, and he gets about halfway down, and then he says, this hole is so boring. I want a different hole. You follow me?
Well, you might be onto something there.
But here's the thing. I just want to tell you, as far as the influence goes for you, this could be the most financially lucrative year of your entire life.
Okay.
Now, I've never seen this many good money cards show up all at one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think that you better figure out what you want to do soon and start doing it. Because if you don't have something in place, the money is going to rain down from the sky. And how much you make will depend on the buckets that you have created to catch the money in. And these buckets are products and services that you offer people. Ways that they can pay you money.
Interesting.
Okay? So you have to create some ways for people to give you money. And I know that, see, serving people and doing good work is important to you, but I also know that you want to make a lot of money.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know what, Robert, it took almost to this point in my life before I realized it, because I think I've always thought of myself as a collector of experiences, but I think I've got to this point where I realize how much actually in a lot of ways, I think I was just afraid of collecting money instead of experiences, and
Maybe you think there's something wrong with having money. I don't know what the root cause is. But here's the important thing. You have to start choosing things that will pay very well. Okay?
All right.
And that means don't choose things that don't pay well.
Smart decisions about.
Stop doing things that don't pay well.
Okay.
Like, make a promise to yourself. If you have to, write it on your palm. Look at it every day.
Uh-huh.
Something that says, only do things that pay really well.
All right. So, yeah.
And when you're looking around going, and you're seeing all the possibilities that you have in your life, say, well, how much could I potentially make in that particular one? Could I make $1 million with doing that? And if the answer is no, keep moving. Because you got every good money card there is this year. And it all involves a change. You have to change. This has to be something completely new for you. Okay?
Right.
And if you have this, you can strike out this new attitude and new direction. I guarantee you'll be successful.
Okay. Well, that feels good to hear.
Yeah. It's no guarantee, though, Dan. You have to step into it. It's not going to happen without your permission and without your cooperation.
Well, your book's coming. I've got it on order.
Oh, good. Which one? The Big Money book?
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be very helpful too.
All right.
Well, I also suggest to get the book "Trick to Money is Having."
The trick to money is having money. Oh, yeah, okay.
Having.
I wonder if that's the one I'm getting. Yeah, I think that's the one, actually.
It's Stuart Wilde.
Oh, no, okay. So I don't have that one.
It's mentioned in my other book. Well, you'll see. You'll know which one it is.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely read it.
Well, happy birthday, Dan. I hope this is the best year of your life. I know that if you put a little energy into it, it'll be incredible.
Well, I have a feeling it's the biggest year of my life because it's like I kind of feel like I'm getting some realization. So if my cards are lined up the way you say they are, I kind of feel like, well, this is a good playing field all of a sudden.
Believe me, they are lined up like no one I've ever seen before.
All right, well, you've made my night then.
Oh, great.
Thanks.
Well, have a happy rest of your birthday, and I'll talk to you. Give me a call in a few months. Let me know how things are going.
Okay, I will do that.
All right,
hey, Robert, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye. Good night.
Okay, we're going to take one more call before we take another break. We'll talk to Patty from Sacramento. She just had a birthday.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a friend of John and Susan Toss's.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
And are you
anyway.
Are you born March 26, 1946?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, kids.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What can I do for you tonight?
I'm ready for a relationship, and I guess that would be as good a place as to start as anything. And what does it look like in this new year? Or anything that stands out for this new year?
Well, let's see here. The message I get here from these cards that I see for you is that you have to get out and be more social.
Uh-huh.
There it is. You must go where groups of people hang out, like, you know, I don't know where, church, dancing classes, whatever. Something where there's groups of people where you can meet new people. You have to get out of your little shell, you know?
All right.
Okay, so, I mean, it'll be fun, actually. I think you've forgotten how much fun it is. You've kind of forgotten.
Yeah.
And I think actually...
Well, that's true. I do feel like I'm, starting to come out of a shell. Really, I do. So I think that's the reason why a relationship sounds like, you know...
Yeah.
Good thing.
And maybe also, Patty, maybe you're ready to try it again because, you know, it's very difficult.
Yeah. That's for sure.
You've had some time to, you know, patch up your wounds and, you know, think it
over.
Yeah,
I have.
And now you can go, you're strong enough again now to take another shot at it.
Yeah, that resonates.
You're a ten of clubs in this system. You probably know that, but I'll mention anyway.
Yeah.
And ten of clubs spend a lot of time in their head.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They're like a walking head, you know.
I know. So true.
The body just carries the head around for them. Bring my head over here so I can talk to somebody.
Yeah. I know. I'm really trying to, kind of tone it down.
Even in your love life, you think it to death.
Yeah.
Which means you worry about it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because your second card is a three of hearts, and three is also the number of the mind, and it's all involved in the emotions. And so there's a worry about not getting enough love, and there's also a fickleness there, and there's also like sometimes a desire for variety. It all gets kind of mixed up, you know? So those are the things that you face every time you think about having a relationship.
Okay.
So, finding, first you have to find yourself and say, well, what kind of relationship really fits me?
Yeah. I think I've got that kind of worked out. Is the rest of it about meeting somebody or when?
You're going to have many opportunities this year.
I'm sorry?
You're going to have many opportunities this year.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I like that because I'm ready to socialize. I feel like I'm ready.
You have to get out and be seen. You have to get out and be seen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all you got to do.
Okay. Now, look, and one other thing, because it kind of goes hand in hand for me, is since I'm making my own money, what does that look like this year? Is this a good year?
For finance?
Pardon?
It looks like you're going to be making money from two different directions at the same time.
Okay.
I don't see any financial problems.
Good.
I think it's going to be fine.
All right.
I don't think there's going to be anything to worry about.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a real good start right there.
Yeah. So you'll have more time to think about your love life.
Yeah. All right, that sounds good.
All right, great. Great talking to you, Patty. Thanks for being a guest tonight.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Nice talking to you, Robert.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take your calls if you're on the line. We're going to take a short break and listen to the song Sita Ram. And when we come back, we'll take your call. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. I hope you enjoyed that song. Just for those who don't know, that particular song is the most rock and rolly kind of song on the CD. Most of them are a little bit more mellow than that. We are back with our callers, and we have Linda waiting patiently. Are you there, Linda?
Hi, Robert. Yes, I'm here.
Linda, I need your birthday.
6/13/67.
Oh, okay, great. All right. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I guess my question is more in along the lines of being present. One of the things that I've paid attention to is I have a desire to want something, and then once I get it, kind of like one of your previous callers, I start worrying or I'm not really satisfied. I bring negativity to the situation that I wanted previously, and I manifested it, created it, and now that I have it, I'm bringing worry to it. And so I'm always wondering, is what I want what I really want, or am I just always trying to get to some place I'm never going to get to?
Mm-hmm. And are you currently expecting a child?
No. Well, giving birth to new ideas and business ventures all the time.
Oh, I thought you said something about. I thought you said something about being pregnant. Or
no.
I miss it.
No.
It's not really. Not really your nature. It's not really your nature to be indecisive. Okay. I mean, not overall. I mean, in the area of love, I be indecisive. I don't think indecisive is necessarily in other areas of your life. But your birthday is a four of diamonds, two of spades. Two of spades have so much thinking about relationships, they think themselves right out of it. You know? And actually, they're really happy once they get into a relationship. But you got really hard to get them there, to get them to do it, to dive. They think too much about it. It's one of those areas where they're too smart for their own good. And there's a fear there with the Two of Spades, which is your ruling card. The fear of really feeling everything. You understand?
The fear of what?
Really feeling.
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 Okay.
In other words, you're used to depending on your mind for everything. Right?
Yeah.
You're a little Gemini genius, right? You got it all figured out, right?
Yeah.
So you don't know the feelings there. That's a whole other area. You don't know about that.
Sometimes I think I'm afraid to feel.
Yeah, I think so. Because then your mind would lose control if you really started to feel something. But this year in particular has been especially one where you've been really thinking overtime.
Yeah.
And undecided about everything. I mean, I would think that it's been kind of a tough year in terms of indecision for you.
Yeah.
That would be my guess in my year. Okay?
Yeah.
That's all going to change on your birthday.
Okay.
All gonna be won't be this thing. You won't have all this. I guarantee you. You're gonna get more focused. Be more focused on what you want in life and going after.
Okay.
Yeah. But not to worry. Even now, things are starting to calm down a little.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. So. You know, some things in life, they come and go, and for you, it's been a lot of it this year, and that's not going to be the same next year. It's going to change. Okay, Linda?
Can I ask you about my business in terms of, I'm always giving birth to new ideas. I feel like it's like you said with one of your previous callers, instead of digging holes, I keep digging holes, you got to be consistent with one thing and focus on it. And I don't know if it's my personality. Ideas seem to come to me a lot, and I always have these great ideas, and it's kind of hard for me to be still and focus on one thing, because I get these great ideas and I want to keep doing things over, you know, different things, because I think it's so wonderful when I get started, but there's no consistency.
You know who Thomas Edison is, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, he has a famous saying. He said that success in life and success in business is 5% inspiration, 95% perspiration. You follow that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if you really want success, you're going to have to get a little control of your mind. You can control it, you know. You're not the slave or victim of your mind. And you can make a resolution to yourself that you're going to finish what you start.
Yes.
And that's it. End of story. See?
Yes.
You know, I have a lot of three energy in my chart. I'm Queen of Diamonds, but I have a lot of three energy. And when I was very young, I went to the state fair. I was about 25 years old. And there was this handwriting analysis in there. And I paid, I don't know, $15, had my hand read. And one thing the person said that I never forgot was, you start, only finish half as many things as you start. That's what he told me. And that made such an impression on me, because I knew it was true. And I made a resolution to myself, finish as soon as I start. Follow me?
Yes, I do.
And I did it. You can do it, too.
Got to take practice.
Well, you know, you just say you're going to do it, you do it. I mean, can you believe yourself when you talk?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you make a resolution, and you say you're going to do it, and you do it. In the story.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, great talking to you, Linda. Thanks for being a guest.
Thank you, Robert.
Get some rest.
Oh, I will, thanks.
Okay, good night. Okay, waiting patiently on line three. And we have lines open now, folks. Now's the time to call if you want to call tonight. We have Jenna from Portland, also her birthday today. Hello?
Hi.
Is this Jenna?
This is Jenna.
Is today your birthday, Jenna?
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
And are you 38 years old today?
I know. Yes, I am.
Just checking, just making sure.
38, yes, it's true.
What's on your mind this evening?
Well, I was curious about what you thought of my upcoming year to start with.
You want to have a baby?
No, not really. Do you?
I'm asking you.
Oh. No, that's not really too much on my mind. Where do you
see
that?
Just checking. You got some deep cards here, so, yeah.
I have two children already.
Oh, okay. So you're not interested anymore.
No, I'm over it.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
So what else is possible for you this year?
Lots of things. Pretty much a clean, open slate. I'm ready for a new line of work. I'm ready for a new relationship. I'm just open.
Have you actually ended the relationship that you were in? Cards know everything, my dear.
Well, yes, barely.
Well, it doesn't sound
recently.
It doesn't sound real convincing.
Well, it's been a tough one.
I don't think it's over yet. I think you have to end it. You will end it, but it's not over just yet.
Oh.
You will end it though.
Well, it's kind of ended. He's moving out, so.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
What is his birthday, by the way?
He's a three of diamonds.
Okay.
He is an Aquarian, so he is January 24th.
Okay, so he's a three of diamonds and a nine of clubs.
Right.
Oh, I can see why you would, you know, I can see why you would be interested in him. You guys have, in the card-wise, you have a really good connection.
Right. No. That's why it's been difficult to end it, because there is a solid connection there. But he's got a lot of stuff going on in his prior relationship that's just bled into our relationship ongoing. So it's been unhealthy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Unhealthy for you?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. All right. Well, I mean,
I'm doing all the emotional footwork on this.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I said I've been the one doing all the emotional footwork.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
you know, women tend to be very forgiving of men.
Right.
Not every woman is, but most of them are.
Right.
And they'll see a guy and they will like him, and they'll see some good qualities. And they'll also see what he's capable of in the future.
True.
And then the girl, the woman will say, well, he might be a good investment. So they'll invest themselves in that man, right?
Exactly.
What they don't know is that the man is thinking, here's a woman who really accepts me for who I am right now. And doesn't want me
okay.
to change. It's like a cosmic joke.
Yeah.
The woman's thinking he's going to change. The guy's thinking, hey, she loves me the way I am. I can just be who I am with her. You get to how that cosmic joke part of that?
Yeah. It's not that funny.
It's not funny because it always ends
no,
up being of a
funny.
Bad ending, you know. But
yeah.
It is kind of funny when you step back and look at it from the whole point of view of just what it's like to be a human being and what it's like to be a woman and what it's like to be a man. It's kind of hilarious. But, guys get together thinking they're never going to change, and women get together hoping they're going to change, and then when it doesn't work out, they're both unhappy.
Right.
So the women have to be a little bit more aware, like, in going into it. You know, each sex has their own part. The women have to think, well, I better get the guy that's already got it going the way I want it when I first meet him.
That's what I'm thinking right now. That's what I've been thinking lately. Is that
yeah. Like, next time, let me pick somebody who's already got it going the way I want to see it going.
Yeah.
Right. And the guy, for his part, he has to be willing to, look a little more carefully himself and be a little bit more upfront with the woman. If he's really not planning to change, you know, he has a responsibility in it, too. I mean, you can't say that anyone has to grow or change or be different. I think communication is a good thing, you know, getting all your cards out on the table. Like, what are your expectations going into a relationship? And just talking about it.
Right.
With each other. I mean, that's got to be worth something.
Definitely. And I think that maturity has something to do with that. And so maybe that'll be something I'll be looking for more of.
Yeah.
In the future.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to be, you know, I've always found that, you know, in my book, Love Cards, there's a little chapter about how to find the ideal relationship, and I talk about making a list of qualities that you want in your mate. And I've always found that I always get all the things I want.
Okay.
Every time I make a list, I get exactly what I put on the list.
Well, I actually put it out to the universe that I wanted to find a three of diamonds, and I found one.
There you go.
So, and...
Yeah, you got
it.
Exactly.
It is a really good match.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he is a good match on a lot of levels with you.
Right.
Yeah. You just forgot a couple details.
Well, he still had his irons in the fire with a divorce when I met him, so.
Okay, so this is a classic for Five of Clubs, okay?
Right.
Five of Clubs have freedom issues.
Okay.
And so they will often pick somebody who's not completely available for a relationship.
Okay.
Because that's all they don't want somebody with big demands on them. Now, I'm not saying that may or may not be true for you, but I think there may be some truth in it. The other thing is once the other person gets free, they often, you know, haul butt, you know.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just that it's just ongoing, this whole situation with his divorce. It's not ending. It's been nasty and weird and all kinds of issues.
Yeah.
That, like I said, it's complicated. It would take...
But the bottom line is, on one level, he really was never available.
Right.
Still married, even.
Right.
That's a really big distinction.
I know. And being a Five of Clubs, I already had made that promise to myself. I wasn't ever going to get involved with somebody that was married under any circumstances.
And you did it in spite of your promise.
Right.
Okay.
Bad decision.
So, it's kind of hard to talk about relationship. You know, it's hard to talk about all those issues that came up between you and him, his divorce. All that stuff was a product of just simply being with somebody who wasn't available.
Oh.
All that drama that comes out of that is so much drama. It's so huge. It's like a movie script.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And all because you pick somebody who was actually not available. That's what comes with it.
Right.
That's why, you know, I talk about, I've written an article in my newsletter a couple years ago about how to use the cards to pick a relationship, right?
Okay.
The first thing has nothing to do with the cards is, are the two people available?
Yeah.
Because if either one of them is not available, it's going to destroy the relationship. You know, I have a really good friend. I had a reading with her today, and she's been with a man for 2 years, and now they're breaking up. But he wasn't even married to anybody, but he was still taking care of his ex-wife.
Okay.
And that's one of the definitions of being unavailable. I'm taking care of my exes, you know. Some people have a whole, you know, train of exes straggling behind them that they haven't let go of.
Baggage, yeah.
You have to find out that they're there. You got to like question them. Hey, who are all those people standing behind you over there?
Yeah, who is that over there? Well, the thing of it is when I met him, my chart had this big Pluto trine Venus going on.
Uh-huh.
And there was a lot about it that was just, it felt so karmic that it was hard not to do it. In fact, I'm sure I was supposed to do it. It's just that, like you said, in the end, he was not available, and there you go.
Yeah. Well, see, you picking him has more to do about you than him. It has more to say about you.
Okay.
You're the one that picked the unavailable guy, okay? He didn't hold a gun to your head and make you date him.
No. and I don't have any hard feelings. I mean, I understand how it got here. I really do.
Yeah, good. Well, good. Because then you can not have it happen again.
Right. another thing that I would have happen again.
You'll have to, like, call back and let us know, and we'll have to see whether you actually did it again or not.
Okay, well, I have one other question that I want to ask you.
Okay, good.
My best friend, she's a Five of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
And we've always been curious with our connection because we get along great. I mean, we really have a great connection. But when you look at the compatibility in the book, in your love cards book, we have missing connections, and we always joke around that that's why we get along so good. We always say, well, that's up. It's probably those missing connections that we have. And so we're curious about why we have missing connections. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I don't know what you mean by missing connections, no.
Okay. When you look at the compatibility between a five of clubs and a five of diamonds, we only have like three little symbols, like a, you know, like a Venus symbol and a Saturn and something else. And then there's only three. And all the other cards I have like five.
Okay, I get what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not missing.
Okay.
It's just that that's all there are.
Okay.
I could see how you would, you know, think there might be, that's kind of a cute way of looking at it. I think it's kind of cool, actually, that you guys saw this missing connection. But there are some cards that just have fewer connections. I mean, there are actually, believe it or not, in the entire system, there are some cards that have no connections.
Interesting.
Birthdays. No connections at all, which is amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Like a Leo, let's see, one of them would be like a Leo King of Clubs and a Leo Jack of Hearts. Those two birthdays have no connections at all.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, but you have lots of connections with your girlfriend. What's her birthday, by the way? I'm just kind of curious. What's her ruling card?
November 2nd. She's a Scorpio.
She's a Scorpio. I'm sorry, what was her card again? Five of Diamonds?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's also a Nine of Diamonds and a Four of Hearts.
Right.
Those are her other two cards, okay?
Okay.
And you connect really strongly with the Four of Hearts.
Okay.
Because you're also a Five of Hearts.
What is that? That's like a karma card of mine or something?
That's a karma card, yeah. You're a Five of Hearts karma card.
Okay.
So you really connect with Four of Hearts people. You love them.
I love her.
Yeah. Yeah. You love her like a wife almost. I mean, you know, she's like so close to you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have a really, you have very strong connections with her. You just don't know. The book can't really show you all of them because if you knew the entire system, you would know that there's no way to really simplify it all the way down to a book form. We just did it like sort of the best we could, okay?
Okay.
If you have a software program, though, it does all the connections, and you can see exactly how you're connected. But you can take my word for it for now.
Okay.
All right, well, have you call in. Next time, maybe you'll pick somebody available. We'll see.
Okay.
You know, you can call back and let us know how you did.
I will.
We'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what's going on.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, Jenna. Thank you so much, and having a great evening, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take another short break here, and when we come back, we'll talk to Celeste, who's also in California, and Leslie from Massachusetts. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to my song off to my Bhakti Rock called Shri Ram. Shri Ram. Another Ram chant, so feel the love energy when you listen to this song. I'll be right back.
street arm hesitaram hanuma lakshmana ram raja ram Ragupati Raja
back, everybody. That was Sri Ram, one of the great warriors from ancient India, who came down to fulfill a special purpose and had a beautiful wife named Sita. Okay, we have Celeste waiting patiently on line 4. Are you there, Celeste?
Hi.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I've called before, but I think I had a little bit of a nervous energy and ended up doing most of the talking. So, I wanted to get your interpretation of what's going on right now, because I don't seem to be reading my cards right.
Well, forget the cards for a moment. What's happening in your life?
I have been, well, there's two parts, of course. I've been in this relationship for the last year, and about since the beginning of this year, it's been off again, on again with us. But it definitely has been the most heavy relationship I've ever been in. I've considered marrying this guy. And there's a lot of signs that say we're not right for one another and I should just walk away. But it's been very difficult.
Well, it sounds like it might be a little addictive.
It sounds like that. Yeah, I'm starting to feel like it's like that, because the minute we both end it, and we're both adamant that it's done, the most it lasts is about a week or two. And
well, I've known Leos to be addictive when it comes to love.
Yeah.
Okay. They make a lot to do about it, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know about him, but we're talking to you tonight, so I think you're the one that can't let go. Well, I don't think.
I'm sorry?
I think you're the one that can't let go of it.
Most definitely. I mean, we've been gone for the last few weeks, and he basically just called me not too long ago and said that I've been the first person ever to ever like him for who he was, and he was terrible about being mean to me, or having done mean things to me, because I'm supposedly the sweetest person who's ever been to him. And that's just difficult for me to grasp, because he seems like he should have a little bit more confidence.
He should have a little more confidence?
Yeah.
Well, tell me this guy's birthday real quick.
December 9th.
December the 9th. Okay, so he's a 9 of clubs.
And guess what? I just entered my Saturn period, and it's thought he's it.
Yes, I see that, and it shows you ending the relationship with him.
I can't imagine doing that because I really want to stick it through, but I.
Yeah, well, see, when you have an ending card of relationship in Saturn, it means you end it while you kick and scream the entire way.
That's what I've been doing.
No, please don't. No, no.
So does that mean that I will eventually feel like I want to end it? Because so far none of that is present.
Well, the period is still young. You understand? You've only got into it 2 weeks, and there's a lot that can happen in next month. And I don't know exactly what's going to come about, but I already know this relationship is not good for you.
Really? I mean, I thought it's fated, Robert.
Well, you know, a lot of relationships, they're all fated, as a matter of fact.
Okay, you're right, but
And, you know, I know that you're really attached to him. And that's why you can't really see it objectively right now. Because you have a tremendous attachment to him. Do you understand?
Right.
And, you know, I don't want to give any bad news or anything. But when we have a real attachment to somebody, it means that there's something really misty inside of us.
Misty?
Missing inside of us.
Right.
In other words, when we become so, and I've done this before a couple of times, so I know what I'm talking about. When we become really addicted to somebody, it means there's a hole inside of us that we haven't learned, we don't know about. We haven't learned what it is, and we haven't learned to fill it yet on our own.
Right. Addicted to somebody, that's a strange, I suppose it could be that.
See, like, I remember I had this one relationship, and I was just totally in love with her.
Right. What's the difference with being completely in love with someone versus being addicted to someone?
Well, see, when we fall in love, what it means is, what I'm talking about is, you're in love with somebody in such a way that if they were to leave you, it would devastate. That's different than being in love with somebody and just, you know, loving them and just being high and saying, you know, you can do whatever you want and I'll still love you. I just love you.
Right.
There's a whole difference. So you're like in love with this guy in a way that if he leaves you, it'll be really hard.
So you mean there probably isn't a future for us anyway, right? You see in the card.
It doesn't sound like it's been so great so far.
Right. He's having a hard time letting go also. It seems like he wants me to be around, but
let me tell you a little trick here, a little secret about men. If we can have women around, we like that. We may not want to have a relationship with them. We wouldn't mind having them around and meet them. Okay? And this guy is a really sexy card. This guy likes women.
Okay, so wait, that's what I'm having a hard time with, because he is 36 years old, and he basically said that he wasn't with anyone else for the last 12 years. Because he had a tough breakup, and I'm kind of like second girlfriend ever. So when I read that about his card, like, I didn't know, because it didn't seem like the person that I knew him to be.
Well, he may not even know that yet about himself. He's a little young. He may not have actually figured it out yet.
Right.
But he's just acting unconsciously. He's just, like, acting it out without knowing that he's what is really why or what's going on. I'm not assuming that he knows him that well yet.
Right.
But anyway,
make it better.
I can tell from the way you're talking about this, it has not been fun. It's very difficult. You haven't been getting enough, very much from the relationship. You've been getting hurt a lot. I can tell that. And I think it's addictive to you because there's something for you to learn about yourself in this relationship that you haven't learned yet.
Right.
I think it has something to do with loving yourself.
I thought I'd gotten there, actually, until this relationship came up. It's weird.
Well, it's about losing him completely, ending it, and then see how you feel. That'll tell you where you're at.
And it's difficult because it's difficult for me to completely end it because he seems to have a need for friends right now, and he says
he's
the only friend.
Who cares what he has a need for? Can't you just end a relationship?
Of course.
What? Can you?
Yeah. I mean, I've walked away. I walked away from an 8.5 year when I knew that it wasn't right.
Yeah,
and for some reason, this seems more difficult.
You know, it's funny how people will call me, and sometimes they'll call me for a reading, a real professional reading. They'll pay me a lot of money. And they'll say, you know, I really have this really bad relationship. And then when we have the reading, and I say, well, this is really a bad relationship. Then they start making up reasons why they should stay together with them.
Right, right. Okay, so that's what I wanted to know. So this is, in fact, not something I should even struggle for
or try
to keep my foot.
I understand.
Just our part not compatible? Is that what it is?
You guys had a reason for being together. It was an important reason, okay? Basically,
it's been very difficult, right, yeah.
Definitely. Past life Mars connection, okay?
Ah.
Oh. Now that's kind of over now, so you guys ready to move on? Okay?
Well, is it going to get better from this? Because it's been rough for me for the last month or so.
I don't think this relationship, I don't think it's going to get any better unless you get better. If you get away from him, you'll get better.
Right.
But if you keep hanging on to him, you're not going to get better. You're going to feel worse. I think.
Okay.
More you hang on, the more painful it's going to be for them.
All right. So it's just about learning to let go, I guess, and actually sticking to what you say you're going to do, because I've definitely said it a few times.
But you haven't really let go, though.
I know. That's why I'm having a hard time, because it's like, intellectually, I feel like, okay, with everything that's been shown, I should be able to let go, and it shouldn't be difficult.
Well, see, that's your mind. Your mind thinks that you should be able to, but in fact, there's a bigger part of you that is really attached to him, and you haven't really gotten in touch with that yet. You haven't gotten in touch with the emotional and other needs that he has a way of fulfilling in you that is missing in you, that you don't even know about. You haven't really gotten it. Your mind hasn't really caught up with what's going on.
That makes a lot of sense. So how does one do that?
Well, it's very simple, really. I don't know why people don't figure it out for themselves. Just ask yourself, what is it about this guy that makes me feel so good? And what is it? And then that shows me what's missing in myself. Like, what do I feel when I'm with this person that I can't feel by myself?
Right. Well, which is strange, because I have no problem being alone. I was just alone for, like, 4 years before I actually decided to go into a relationship with him.
Well, it's not about that. It's about something else. It's not about your ability to be alone. There's something else here. You know, I don't know what it is specifically, but you can figure it out. You have the tools now. I've given you an insight.
Okay.
So all you guys do is think about him and think about what is it that is so great about being with him that you like so much.
I think it was maybe the glimpse I had of what we had in the very beginning and how wonderful it was. It's very peaceful when we're together. It just feels right. We're very at home, and there are no pretenses, and that feels really good. And it feels like that could last forever. And then he tends to pull back in certain ways.
Yeah, well, but see, we need to examine that feeling a little more, like what he makes you feel. And we don't have time to talk much longer tonight. I have to go and take some more callers.
All right, well, thank you so much.
But think about it a little bit more, because there's something there that you haven't really hit on yet He's filling a hole up in you that you don't know about yet. Keep looking until you find it.
Okay. All right.
And please call us back after the end of this Saturn period. Let us know what happened.
All right. Well, all right. I will, Robert. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. So brave tonight, Celeste.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we have, I believe, Lisa from Folsom, California.
That's me.
Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, is this Lisa?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. You're not far from here?
No, actually, I was closer. I just moved from Marin back to the Sacramento area. So I think, are you still out of Concord?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know the area well.
And you are born on April 25th, 1965?
Yes, I was.
So you're a little, you're another little club head.
Little so walking, I bring, yeah.
Little walking brain.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, a couple years ago, I was actually in Sedona. It's called Sedona Soul Adventures, and I took a little adventure, 5 days, and met up with a great gal who did a reading for me. It was a soul rebirthing, and she pulled out both of your books, and I was so intrigued with them. I bought them, and then unfortunately, the last, I guess, year or so, I really haven't, you know, been reading them, and yesterday I woke up and I thought, God, I got to get this out, so here I am.
Well, good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind this evening that I can help you with, if anything?
Well, obviously, I've got a birthday coming up. And I feel like in the last couple of years, I've really been trying to make changes, significant changes in my life as far as being in integrity with myself and my values. And I've hired a life coach. It's been wonderful. It's been amazing. And I think, you know, looking forward to this birthday, I really want to see, you know, some exciting changes happening. And putting that out there basically to the universe has opened up a possibility for a change of job for me. But along with that comes, you know, sort of a willingness for me to move wherever I need to go. And so I feel a little vulnerable right now, but open to things happening as far as work, living, and also looking for a relationship. So I just wondered if my cards are pointing me or should be pointing me in a certain direction.
Well, really, I'll just say, first of all, that relationship is something you really can't always, you can't ever really avoid it, you know. It's a big part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's always there, the issue. You know, the wanting to have that and all that stuff. So I'm looking at your cards this year, and there's going to be a lot of things happening at the same time. Like, you might actually have two jobs at the same time.
Okay.
And that will be stressful at times. But overall, I don't see any problems, but there'll be a lot of success this year. But you'll, and especially in your Saturn period in November, December, you'll probably get sick from stress.
Okay.
Nothing major, just the usual too much, you know, kind of thing. Take a break kind of thing.
Yeah, I can tend to get a little too focused on work and then have to pay for it, you know, a couple weeks in bed with the flu kind of thing. So.
Do you have children?
No.
Okay. Well, there will be a man in your life also. How long has it been since you dated anybody or had a boyfriend?
A serious boyfriend, it's been probably 3 years. That one was just major chaos, and I think it's taken, and actually that's what sort of made me go to Sedona, to just get a little retreat and really just step back and figure out what the heck was that relationship and why did I spend so much time in it. So, you know, I feel like I've definitely made some strides, and I'm ready to get back in the game.
Okay. Well, I guarantee you that if you have like a 10 of hearts associated with your love life this year, And so, like, if you were to run a personal ad, like on the internet or something, in other words, you got to get to where there's groups of people available. You'll be, like, amazed at the response you get.
Okay.
You'll have somebody almost instantly. Okay?
I'm sorry, say that again.
You'll have somebody almost instantly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
You won't have to wait.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's not going to be an issue. You're going to have a lover, and that's going to be, I don't know exactly what you're going to do with it, but you're definitely going to have
one. That's another story.
Yeah, you're going to have one. I mean, to nine of clubs, nine of clubs don't really want marriage. They want a lover.
Yeah. And it's funny because I know in my head, I was married very, very young, and it was very fleeting, and there hasn't been anything, you know, really, really serious since then. And, you know, in my head, I keep hearing myself say, oh, I really do want to be married. I really do want kids. But then I get myself in situations, in relationships with that are clearly wrong. Either the guys are too young or, you know, I'm just kind of half in, half out, so... really maybe take a look to see, you know, is that something that I really do want?
Yeah, and you have to be careful because nine of clubs often end up having kids as a way to tone down their sex life thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful because that's the karma they carry frequently.
Right.
So it's like they'll end up having kids because in a certain way it kind of rectifies too much fluctuations that they have in their love life.
Right.
Gets them more grounded and settled. So, you know, just be aware of that. I'm not sure if that's your particular karma, though, because you're already, you know, 40, you're turning 43 and it hasn't happened yet, so you've done a pretty good job of not having that happen so far.
Yeah, I don't think it's been such an overwhelming need or anything like that, you know, that I'm willing to go to a sperm bank or do whatever. You know, I mean, I think I've got a pretty full family life and, you know, with my nieces and nephews and things like that, that's really kept me grounded as well.
Well, you're going to have a relationship, no problem. I don't think you're going to be settling down with anybody, honestly, not this year anyway.
Yeah, I think when the gal did read my card, she said, well, it looks like when you're 45, you'll be walking down the aisle. And at that point, I thought, oh, good Lord, so long from now. And, you know, in a sense, it still does seem long from now. I think she said it was 45.
Yeah, well, it could happen actually sooner, but, you know, it could happen at any time. But a lot of questions need to be answered by you about it or you'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get clear about it first. You're never going to really understand it and know why and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And there's no hurry. There's no rush here.
Great.
All right, Lisa, great talking to you. Thanks for being a guest tonight.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a good night.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have time for one more caller. We have Leslie, who actually was on earlier and hung up or got disconnected.
I got cut off.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
How are you?
Can you hear me? I'm good.
I can hear you. I can hear you great. How about you?
Oh, good. A little echo.
And let me be sure I have your birthday correct. Are you April 14th,
1951? That's it.
Okay, good. What can I do for you?
Well, like everybody else, I have a birthday coming up, so I'm, you know, always interested in... I do have your books, by the way. I got them several years ago. A friend gave the love cards to me, and then I went on to get the destiny cards, and I found them really amazing. And I just took them out again after a period of time, and then I just went online, and I saw... I don't have the books with me that right now, but I saw that you had a radio show, and I thought, oh... try this out. So I'm very familiar with your work, and I think it's really quite amazing. So I am, you know, I'm pretty familiar. But I always think it's hard to look at your own, even though, you know, there it is, the cards, and I'm feel very adept at this and astrology and a number of, I just feel an affinity with this. And yet I think we always have blocks around our own, ourselves.
Yeah, because we have our own desires and stuff that interfere with our thinking process.
Exactly. It's easy for me to look at other people's, but it's very difficult for me to look for myself. So I think I'm interested in coming year and, you know, in...
Well, let me ask you a couple questions, okay? Can I ask you a couple questions? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay, is that something you're open to?
Yes.
Okay, good, because that's coming.
Okay.
This year. And here's the first thing, like, and I don't get to tell people this very often, so I get to tell you because you have this great card. You have to throw a big birthday party.
Really?
Yeah, have so much fun. You want to invite all your friends and people that are just casual acquaintances. Invite everybody. Okay?
Okay.
And have them, tell them all to bring a present. Even if they don't know you that well, tell them to bring a present.
Okay.
We'll have the most fun birthday party you've had in years. You got a Ten of Hearts in Mercury. That's the birthday party card.
Okay.
Okay. So it's like you got to do it yourself, though. You got to, like, set it all up.
All right. I better work
that. And you're probably going to have, a little fling sometime
okay.
after. Sometimes not far after your birthday.
Okay.
Okay, nothing substantial.
Yeah.
But, there will be other developments that happen in the year, and, you know, there's going to be definitely some love in your life this year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
Yeah. And what kind of work do you do, or do you work?
I own my own real estate business.
Okay, well, how's that been going?
It's been really quite phenomenal, actually. It's been 13 years, and it's been a huge gift for me. Of course, the last couple of years of business all over the country has been off. But I live in a resort town where the real estate has gone up close to 1,000% in the last 10 years. So it's actually been really pretty amazing.
Well, you've actually been able to make some money on that?
Yes.
Because you invested?
To some extent, yes. The business has been very, very good. It's just a place that's taken off.
You've actually made a lot of money just being a real estate agent, huh?
Yes, just
owning
my own business and having people working for me. And and I've done some investing, but it's interesting. Well, anyway, it's a long story, but
sure.
No, I feel very blessed.
Well, I don't see any financial things to be concerned about. One way or the other, I don't see finances being a major influence this year. Though I think by your next birthday, you might actually decide to do something a little different.
To do something different?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's also been part of it, too. Because as I've moved away from it, as I have had people working for me, I actually really fell into the business. I feel like it's not really been a passion for me. It's not soul work for me, should I say. It's not a life purpose by any means. But it has been a means to having a huge amount of flexibility and freedom, which is really important to me, to do other things.
The cards indicate that you're probably going to switch into something different. Latter part of this year.
Okay.
So,
that's good.
You know, it'll be a natural progression. You'll find something
yeah.
else more meaningful to you.
Uh-huh.
Because you really do want to give, like, you have the Sign of Clubs ruling card, so part of your mission here is to give knowledge to the world.
Yes.
So it'll be something that would be in the area of knowledge, information, communication.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I think it's about time. You know, you're about the right age for this to show up.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, now what? Yeah. Okay, that sounds good.
Is that helpful?
Yes, it is helpful. Yeah, definitely. Am I going to be moving, or does it look like I'm going to pretty much stay?
Well, you know, I think it's not showing up here like a big thing, you moving or anything. But
okay.
I would be willing to guess that the job will require you to move.
Okay.
The new occupation, whatever it is, I think it's going to require
travel, or at least be traveling or something, which I love.
I think it's actually going to be a move.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think.
Huh.
You know, sometimes we have to just leave an area just to kind of let go of all of it, you know.
Yeah. No, I know.
That's what it looks like, something like that.
Okay.
Because you have a five of spades connected. Let's see, where is it? That's a long story, but you have an underlying card of a five of spades. See, what you're going to do this year that you haven't ever done is you're going to really branch out and do something that's spiritual for yourself.
Yeah. Yep.
And something that has more meaning. And it's going to be risky.
Yep.
It's going to be like a leap of faith on your part to do it. See?
Okay, yeah.
What a great thing to do.
I'm ready.
I have a year to kind of get things in order.
That feels right to me. It feels like I'm moving in a whole new direction.
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly what that will be. I mean, you'll find that out when the time comes.
It'll
come to you.
Okay.
All right, well, Leslie, thank you for calling back.
Well, thank you, Robert. It's great to talk to you, and
you
have a great year.
All right, thank you, my dear.
All right, you take good care.
All right.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was interesting. We had some interesting callers tonight. I appreciate everybody who took the time to call in and be on the show. We're going to end a little early tonight. We're going to end, as we always do, with the favorite song on my CD. It's called Gayatri. So sit back and enjoy the sounds of one of the most ancient Indian chants that exists, the Gayatri mantra. This is Robert Camp. We'll see you next week, same time. Hope you have a great week. Good night.
Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yo-na-prachodayam Om Bhurva Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yomna Prachodaya Om Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Om Bhur Bhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Variyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Deyo Yona Prachodayam.